Welcome back to the podcast. It's Max again, returning for a bit of sacred love, the honeymoon that lasts forever for your Sunday evening here. It's Chris Walker's words, my voice here in the podcast. We just went through the elements, being in your element, earth, wind, fire, water, ether. And now we return, we're back. And we're here for a bit of live, love, life. Welcome every morning with enthusiasm for life. Look at today as a gift, a special gift from your creator. An opportunity to celebrate love with your beloved. Today, do the work you love. Be in the world of love. Design your day the night before to make it a day of love. Start the day with love. Let your first hour be your hour to set the theme of your thoughts merged with action. And that will echo through your entire day. Don't waste today with a false start or no start at all. Wake to inspired living. Nature is within you, and therefore the whole universe wants your day to be magnificent. Say to yourself every day, live, love, life. My heart, my love, my heart is the door and through which the divine love passes through now. That door is always open to you, always, through sacred love. Yes, my love, this door to my heart is open to the joy, to the happiness, to the pain, to the struggle. The door of my heart is open to you in love forever. The door of my heart is open to you, and you can come and you can go, and the door of my heart is open, the sacred path. And the door of my heart is open to you, my friend, my truth, my love. With all my heart. With all my heart and with all my soul, with all my being, I say I love you. I choose to respect the gift destiny has put in front of my life, and I choose to surrender to the cosmos and let the romance be true. I choose to follow the light of love that we share. I choose to open to the love that is ours, and I choose to be in love with you, and I choose to see you, a woman of truth, beauty, wise and awakened. I choose to be here as I am, in love, without fear. I am, as you know, in many ways, not of this world. I bring you love as only you can become. I bring you the cosmos, the heavens, the truth. This is the love of creating. This is love herself. The answer is written in the stars. I sat alone on a mountain. Nepal was its home. I argued not what is right and what is wrong with the world, for the vista before me was unfathomable. It dwarfed such pious thoughts. My heart activated when I sat still in the frozen atmosphere. Then, with that familiar tear of love, I remember thinking of the beauty and the happiness of existence. My beloved came into my heart, and so obvious it was there, it was almost amongst the white clouds of heaven. It was in stillness, in truth, in love. I know the part of my lover that I am going to focus on, and I know they will have the opposite too. I will acknowledge that. I will focus my life with them on the positive side and accept the other exists. I will remember that to appreciate someone is to make them worth more than they have felt before I met them. That means appreciate them more than they appreciate themselves. I trust this knowledge. Affirmations for lovers. The universe guides me to you. There are moments when, in the darkness of my being, I am awake. I am alive, not moving or doing, not being or thinking. And then I am, as I feel toward you. I am the love I feel. The fight is over. We are home again. Universe guides me to you. Short and sweet one here. The poetry of Chris Walker. I know Chris through my work with him.
And it's been a gift to see this side of Chris, which is Chris the poet. So, from wherever you are around the world, I hope you were able to enjoy some of the beautiful words of Chris Walker. I know I did. And I can't wait till next time when we return on the podcast for a bit of sacred love. Sending my love to you from wherever you are around the world, from me here in Bondi Beach. As always, ciao for now.